Welcome to the Native Diamond Podcast.
Oh, shit! What you waiting for?
Don't forget to like the video, hit subscribe, ring the bell. That way you're notified every time I drop a new episode of Native Diamond Podcast. Feel free to drop a comment because I love hearing feedback from you guys. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
What's going on, everyone? Seth Mick here. And today, it's a little bit different. I'm trying to get on Twitch a lot more often here. So this is my attempt of that. Also live on TikTok. So we're just going to run a couple different things here. I wanted to react to the new Bring Me the Horizon, Die For You. Interesting how they spelled it. Tried to be, I guess, edgy the way they spelled it out. This looks really random, but looking at here, looks like they're paying homage to the whole Written in Blood thing. I'm not really sure. Let's look at the numbers here. As always, okay, we are almost at 2 million views, which is crazy. Who would have thought? Now, it seems like, you know, Bring Me the Horizon's a band that really I don't speak about enough on the show. I feel like, honestly, Bring Me the Horizon is like what used to be like one of my most favorite bands, I would say. I saw them live in Charlotte, and I don't know. Ollie was kind of a in my opinion. Or maybe he just wasn't feeling it that day. I don't know. He's a person like everyone else. Probably had an off day. Probably didn't feel like being there. Maybe he's just having a bad day. I don't know. I can't discount Bring Me. They're still one of my top favorite bands, honestly. The music that they put out is always terrific. Always good. Always f***ing hits the spot. Whatever analogy you want. So Die For You, the official video. We are sitting at 146,000 likes and 6,600 dislikes. Like, the ratio of thumbs up to thumbs down for this video is kind of crazy. I don't know. I just feel like that's a lot of thumbs down. That's a lot of dislikes. So let's get into it. And I feel like it's gonna be a long intro considering it's a 5-minute video. So see what's going on here. All right, like off first glance, I'm getting this like Matrixy vibe, or possibly Blade. This looks like a vampire underworld thing. Oh, he's testing to see if you got vaccinated. All right, so look at this font that Bring Me is using for this Die For You video. I do want to say something. I feel like a lot of metalcore bands that I like, they outsource to the same graphic designer. Okay, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I see a lot of the samey type graphics amongst different bands. Like, I've seen a lot of the same type graphics thing. Like, you could definitely tell when there's like a trending style of art amongst the metalcore community. You know what I'm just saying? Nice. He's got the little peep earring in. Dude, I love all these vocals in this. See, I'm getting this vampire-y vibe thing going on. It must be because, like, Ollie got his, like, teeth done or whatever. Yo, this shit hits though. I don't know, whoever that lady is, like, she looks like a Marvel character. Does every vampire movie, like, have some type of, like, handgun pointing scene? Oh, that was awesome. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, okay. I fuck with this. I like this song. Ooh, that scream at the end, just to polish it off. Yo, that was good. I'm not gonna lie. Damn, directed by Ollie. Your boy. So we just checked out Bring Me, Die For You, the official video. Now this is the point where, of course, I'm gonna leave a comment. Vampire cliches. I'm here for it. I really am though, dude. I love vampire movies. I'm here for Bring Me. So anyway, this is my favorite part of the reaction, and we're gonna check out all Okay, well, I'm not gonna say all.
Most of these comments.
Let's get into the first pinned comment by Bring Me the Boys. Welcome to Club Hellhole. Die for you. I love how they're spelling it, like with the loose uppercase, lowercase spellings, replacing the E with the 3. I'm getting this like gamer early 2000 vibe. I don't know why. That just reminds me of hanging out in chat rooms on AOL Instant Messenger at a very young age when you probably should not have been on AOL Instant Messenger, because that was such a sketchy thing that we did as kids. Kids should not be in chat rooms with adults. Honestly, all jokes aside. All right, let's read this first comment that isn't Bring Me the Horizon. They pinned their own comment. Is that odd? I don't know. No, I do that. I can't say shit.
Being a Bring Me the Horizon fan is like opening a box of chocolates.
All right, let's read these replies.
Forrest Gump reference. Nice.
I don't know if you're too young for Forrest Gump out there in the world, but if you've ever worked in a restaurant, you're probably going to hear 1,000 Forrest Gump references in your lifetime. So, you know, just throwing it out there. Forrest Gump, it is a good movie if you've never seen it or have. Okay. All right. Next comment, or this is more of a reply to that comment of at this point, Bring Me the Horizon fan is like opening up a box of chocolates. Next comment.
This coming from a Weezer fan, I trust you know what you're talking about. Okay.
I guess being a Weezer fan gives you more clout in your opinion. And what? I don't understand what the Weezer fan reference was about. Does that make you like a credible like opinion? I don't understand. I don't know. Not that my fucking opinion matters. I'm just vlogging. I'm a vlogger, I guess. That's what a podcast is, right? I don't know. Next one. Next reply.
Facts you never know what you're getting with, guys. Ollie is my favorite artist. What? Because he does whatever the fuck he wants.
All right. I think he meant to say one of my favorite artists. Let's talk on that for a second, because I really do. I feel that way for sure. Ollie Sykes, definitely one of my favorite vocalists, frontman, whatever. All right, he's a lot more than that. We can say that at this point, right? Like, he's a designer. He's now a director of videos. He's an awesome frontman. Basically, I feel like he's like one of those guys in the scene that everyone's watching, whether they like Bring Me or not. You know, they're always watching Ollie Sykes. Oh, look what he wore in this video, or look what he did to his teeth. Like, he definitely has that, like, I hate to make this reference, but like that Machine Gun Kelly thing going on for like the metalcore side of things, right? So I would say he's probably the most like mainstream, you know, guy with the image and the tattoos and stuff like that. They're very much aware of the star power of Ollie Sykes. They're not gonna discount that or downplay that. I think they're gonna always lean into that more anyways. Can we call Bring Me Ollie Sykes band at this point? I would say yes. Would Bring Me really even be Bring Me if it wasn't for Ollie Sykes? That seems to be the question of the decade. I don't know. What are your thoughts out there in the metalcore world? All right, let's move on from that thread. Let's find a new comment. I love that I'm seeing comments in different languages across the world. That's always a good thing to see. Back to Bring Me the Horizon. Tash Gordon. Let me say his name before I say his comment.
I love that these guys continue to whatever the fuck they want. They're in class of their own. Love it.
All right, sorry. It was just written really poorly. It's kind of hard to read this comment. Saying reference to like the comment that I just read of they kind of just do their own thing. And I think that's what a lot of people really just enjoy about Bring Me in general. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. All right, let's find a good one. Oh, look at this comment.
When Blade isn't around to interrupt the parties.
Okay, so maybe some influence here. Maybe Ollie Sykes kind of took some things from Blade. Maybe he watched Blade for the first time and all of a sudden he was like, man, I'm gonna sharpen my teeth. I'm gonna put blood on the walls and we're gonna have a handgun fight right in the middle of this f-ing, performance music video. It very much felt like that. It felt like Bring Me the Horizon all of a sudden turn into vampires. That would be kind of a cooler lore around Bring Me if we started a rumor that Bring Me the Horizon is now They have officially become vampires. They're actually dangerous, so you should probably stay away from them. That's the vibe I'm getting. Next comment.
Anything with Ollie in it is amazing. Dude can't make a bad song. Bring the Horizon can't make a bad song.
So this is what I was talking about. I really think that people are here for Ollie. After all, they're finally admitting it. Next comment.
I give you blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink and has never been enough.
That is a sick line. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. There's been some Bring Me the Horizon lyrics that literally have changed my life. Not to be f***ing corny. Okay, because I do have a TikTok about when I got roasted really hard for wearing a Bring Me shirt to a heavier metal show, and that was fucking interesting. So, you know, there is definitely some gatekeepiness with Bring Me, in their own respect, rather. They do an amazing job getting the point across, making the lyrics really stand out and, you know, capitalize the meaning of the song. The weight of these songs, like, you have no idea, like, how much just a little line or a sentence or a phrase or, you know, whatever it is can really change someone's day. I think that's powerful. And I feel like that's why I return to music. It's harder for me to connect to music that I don't really have that like emotional relationship with. You know, I wasn't like listening to Mac Miller, you know, rest in peace, Mac Miller. I wasn't listening to Mac Miller for gimmicks. You know, I listened to Mac Miller because I liked the lyrics. I liked what he had to say. And it was never really like about gimmicks for me. The same thing for like Bring Me. Like, even though Bring Me can sometimes have kind of gimmicky stuff, I guess. I don't know if I would call this music video gimmicky. I would just say it's creative and it's really cool. You know, I don't really show up for that music for the gimmicks. Like, I would Gwar or like Cannibal Corpse even, maybe, I don't know, but... Or like Marilyn Manson, we'll just say, shock rock, whatever you want to call it, band that you can think of. This is not one of those bands. So I feel like in the long run, I think it's better to be a band that's honest with yourself. I think people are always going to show up more for stuff that they can relate to. Even like Lady Gaga, like she wore like a meat suit or something like that to like the VMAs, whatever award show it was. And now, you know, like she's trying to be more authentic and like, I play piano and I don't wear makeup and my boobs are out. You know what I mean? Like, not that that matters, but you know, she's going for like a more genuine approach this time around. Or like even like Taylor Swift. Sorry, I'm making these like pop references. I'm just like trying to think of artists, I guess like on a larger scale, like someone that everyone knows. Let's see what else we got here. This comment says,
I think Bring Me the Horizon are leading the new generation of rock. They can do deathcore, metalcore, and pop. I think they're important for rock to dominate the mainstream music again.
I don't know. That's tough to say. But I do think that Bring Me are definitely like catching interest of like newer, you know, younger people who identify with like being emo and stuff like that. I feel like there is a lot of relatability, and because of like maybe TikTok or the fact that Ollie is just like an attractive, younger looking, you know, guy. He's got all the tattoos and stuff like that. I feel like that makes him kind of admirable amongst a younger generation, you know? I'm kind of jaded on that comment, but I'm kind of like leaning into it a little bit. So like Bring Me the Horizon. Let's look it up, actually. So I'm not just like saying shit. So... thank you, Google. Parasite Eve by Bring Me the Horizon peaked at number one. Holy shit. Let's look. Do they really just peak at number one? And what chart is this for? All right, they
became my all-time favorite band back in their deathcore era, but they have evolved so much and they make art. And I love how dynamic they are no matter what. Always be my favorite band. Love Bring Me the Horizon.
This band literally has changed their entire sound 360 degrees. The deathcore era was honestly pretty sick. When I listened to old Bring Me for like their deathcore specific stuff, no. Honestly, no. I like it and I go back to it because... I don't know. It's kind of more nostalgic now than anything. But like, I don't really fall back on it and like,
oh man, this is like fucking best shit ever.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather probably listen to like Suffocate honestly, or Suicide Silence. Probably my favorite deathcore band of all time, okay? Mainly the Mitch era. But like I'm saying, I don't really listen to Bring Me for that deathcore stuff from back in the day. I got into them around Suicide Season. That was when I really got into them, not gonna lie. So my perception is a little bit different than that one's. Next comment.
I miss their old sound, but this transition into the mainstream feels fresh and has enough emo influence to keep us old peeps happy and introduce Gen Z to rock. Welcome, kids.
I feel like that's the most important thing to kind of take away from this, because, dude, I don't know. Everyone wants to be like gatekeepy about something that they're so familiar with or like know a shit ton about. I respect that, but at the same time, you need to keep in mind that if you want something to stay alive, you kind of have to like just let it do its thing. And you know, the fact that Gen Z kids are coming into it, whatever it is, for whatever reason, you think, you know, Ollie looks sick, or you think he's sexy, or whatever you got going on, whatever is going to bring you in. I mean, whatever's going to do the job. I mean, why are we hating on that? You know, that just seems like stupid, silly. I'm here for it. I'm glad people are, you know, coming in, new fan, old fan, whatever. They're here for Bring Me. That's dope. Honestly, what else do you need? Let's fast track through some of these, because I want to get into, honestly, I really want to get into the new Spirit Box stuff. So we're going to get into that next.
At this point, these guys can make a country song, and I know it'll be a banger.
Should be the next challenge for Bring Me. Let's see a country song. Maybe. I don't know. That could be, it could be absolute trash. I don't know. This has such a pop punk vibe. No. No. What? These are bad analogies in here. No, you don't know what pop punk sounds like if that's what you think it sounds like. That's ridiculous. That sounds more like just a regular rock song than anything, with some screaming undertones. Bring Me the Horizon is always new. They're not afraid of change. Okay, so we're seeing that a lot. Everyone's liking the change. So let's get past that. All right, so I'll just say one thing before we head out of the Bring Me reaction. I loved reading the comments, by the way, but also what I'm seeing is like with Bring Me, you're not getting the negative feedback that you were getting from like when Asking Alexandria made the switch, or they got softer, or what have you. So it's just kind of like, what do you want, people? You know, like, you want your band to switch it up and stay fresh, or do you want them to sound the same forever? Because, you know, you're getting two types of fans out here in the metalcore world, realm, whatever. That's my opinion. Thank you guys so much for watching. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully I see you guys again on a future video. Shine on.
Hell yeah.